The bombing started in 1989 when one device was found hidden at a hotel. That bomb didn't go off, but in 1991, an explosive did injure two people at the Two Rivers Convention Center parking garage. Then a 12-year-old girl died when a bomb under her family's car went off. Another man died when he picked up an explosive in the parking lot of a restaurant. Police arrested James Jenrich, charging him with the bombings. He claimed he was innocent. At trial, a prosecution expert told the jury that certain marks on the bombs could only have come from tools found at the suspect's home. 30 years later, a Mesa County judge has said the expert couldn't possibly have known that. The court says such unreliable testimony violated Jenrich's constitutional rights. His case is due back in court at the end of this month. I'm Jim Williams.